Hello, and welcome to the African American Hour. I'm Rosemarie Onkwe with a special presentation featuring the top 50 best black podcasts from Feedspot, FeedSpot, and included our very own African American Hour. The ranking is not in any particular order. Our first half of the program will focus on the top 50 black podcasts. The second half will cover stories from The Voice, Afro News, The Voice of Black Cincinnati, and BET News. Looking for black podcasters to listen to, or for your outreach campaign to promote your brand or product? Our black podcaster list is what you need. I'm starting from number 50, and I'll go all the way to number 150. Black Girls Living, LIVIN. Website, Apple, Spotify, YouTube. Two girls from London and Essex chatting about pop culture, mental health, and random shenanigans. Hosted by Vic and Jas Holla, H-O-L-L-A, at us. Using the hashtag Black Girls Living, follow us on Twitter, Insta, and TikTok. Host, Victoria Sanusi, S-A-N-U-S-I, Jazzy B. Producer Network, Black Gals Living. Average length, 58 minutes. Apple rating, 4.8 over 5. 49. This Week in Culture. This Week in Culture is a long-form movie and television review show. We largely specialize in programs that impact black culture. We also discuss all things in and about the culture. Host, Anthony Bernard Wooden, W-O-O-D-E-N, Jr., Jason Johnson. Producer Network, This Week in Culture. Apple rating, 4.85. Average length, 98 minutes. Number 48, Black Widow Podcast. Welcome to the Black Widow Podcast, where passion meets storytelling in a world crafted just for you. Erotic stories for her ASMR boyfriend. Become a supporter of this podcast. Producer Network, Dorian Keith Media. Apple rating, 4.9 over 5. Average length, 61 minutes. 47. Petty Party Podcast. Petty Party is hosted by five black women who discuss entertainment, news, dating, and relationships in an uncut and often unfiltered manner that we all can appreciate. Amaka Letty, L-E-T-T-E, Jalia, J-A-L-I-A, Crystal, Egypt, and Just Nick, N-I-K, have created a platform for unfiltered conversations that many millennial women are having on a daily basis. Hosts, Amaka Letty, Jalia, Crystal, Egypt, Just Nick. Apple rating, 4.8 over 5. Average length, 79 minutes. 46. Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp. A-M-A-R-I-S. This is a podcast where I discuss real topics with real people. Let's cut through the fluff and just be transparent. I want to showcase authenticity since we live in a world where everything needs to be prim and proper, from filters to audio tune, etc. On a mission to educate, inspire, and motivate others, since we all have powerful stories to share, to continue to make an impact. Host, Genesis Amaris Kemp. Apple rating, 5 over 5. Average length, 53 minutes. Black Girl from Eugene. Raw and uncensored monologues and conversations about race relations. The ins and outs of the unique perspective of a black woman who is from the Pacific Northwest, specifically from the predominantly white state and super white city of Eugene, Oregon. Be a fly on the wall. Listen as myself and guests work through what is seen, felt, and talked about on a daily basis while living black. Host, Aisha Scott. Apple rating, 4.8 over 5. Average length, 31 minutes. Black Writers Read. Black Writers Read showcases, celebrates, and honors the words, work, and traditions of black writers from across the country, across genres, across experience, and across the African diaspora. The podcast series is produced and hosted by performance poet, playwright, events curator, and educator, Nicole M. Young-Martin. Host, Nicole M. Young-Martin. Apple rating, 5 over 5. Average length, 73 minutes. 43. That's what I'm saying. The podcast. Join sisters Sean and Shatara, S-H-A-U-N and S-H-A-T-A-R-A, for their weekly podcasts as they talk sex, relationships, entertainment, and various social issues. From mostly a woke but sometimes ratchet perspective. Host, Shani Curry, Shatara Curry. Apple rating, 5 over 5. Average length, 65 minutes. 42. Truth's Table. Midwives of Culture for Grace and Truth. Welcome to Truth's Table with Christina Edmondson and Ekemini Uwan Edmondson. E-D-M-O-N-D-S-O-N. Ekemini Uwan. E-K-E-M-I-N-I. U-W-A-N. We are black Christian women who love truth and seek it out wherever it leads us. We will share our perspectives on race, politics, gender, current events, and pop culture that are filtered through our Christian faith. So pull up a chair and have a seat at the table with us. Learn more at truthstable.com. Host, Christina Edmondson, Ekemini Uwan. Apple rating, 4.8 over 5. Average length, 47 minutes. 41. Express yourself, black man. Express yourself, black man. XYBM is the largest mental health and holistic healing platform created by black men. For black men, with over 200,000 followers across all social media platforms. We empower black men with the tools, resources, and mental health education necessary for growth, healing, and long-lasting success. Dive into our podcast, where we have 90 episodes available to help you. Whether it's the roller coaster of a breakup or divorce, the intricacies of relationships, the joys and challenges of fatherhood, or the delicate dance of co-parenting, we've got you covered. Host, Kizzle. Apple rating, 5 over 5. Average length, 31 minutes. 40. Black mental health and race. Issues surrounding black mental health and related discussions and observations of behaviors. Host, M.F. Doug A.F. Apple rating, 5 over 5. Average length, 93 minutes. 39. The Institute of Black Imagination. Welcome to the Institute of Black Imagination, hosted by artist, writer, and designer Dario Calmese, C-A-L-M-E-S-E. Each week, we bring you conversations from the pool of black geniuses, a collection of iconoclasts at the leading edge of cultural thought and innovation. We're here to inspire, engage, and help you unleash your own imagination. Thank you for tuning in. Host, Dario Calmese. Apple rating, 4.9 over 5. Average length, 85 minutes. 38. Our very own podcast, The African American Hour, is a weekly podcast that delivers news and stories highlighting African American culture, politics, entertainment, and sports. Hosted by Byron Buckner and Rosemary Onkwe, the program shares selected articles from sources such as the New York Times, The Root, and the Baltimore Afro-American, bringing these stories to life for listeners who are blind, have low vision, or otherwise have limited access to the printed word. Sponsored by Audio Reader, the show is dedicated to accessibility, inclusion, and amplifying diverse voices that inform and inspire communities everywhere. To learn more about the Audio Reader services, visit reader.ku.edu. Apple rating, 5 over 5. Average length, 58 minutes. 37. Friends Like Us. A podcast featuring women of color with different views on topics hosted by Marina Franklin. Apple rating, 4.7 over 5. Length, 65 minutes. 36. Black and Brown. An African-American perspective on bourbon. We're just three guys exploring the world of whiskey and sharing it with the people from our point of view. Host, Raymond Culbert, C-U-L-B-E-R-T. Delvin Joyce, William Stevens. Average length, 49 minutes. 35. Black Girl Burnout. Black Girl Burnout is a podcast hosted by Kelly Boehner, K-E-L-L-E-Y-B-O-N-N-E-R, dedicated to helping black women manage the stress of daily living and preventing the detrimental effects of burnout. Black women often feel overburdened and undervalued, and this podcast offers palpable solutions for this undeniable phenomenon. Bonner is a licensed therapist with over 15 years of experience, helping people and organizations transform, evolve, and heal burnout. Average length, 32 minutes. 34. Real Black Consciousness Forum. Bringing discussions in the form of conversations to the black community as we are impacted with issues socially, historically, economically, and culturally. Host, Big VJ. Average length, 42 minutes. 33. Civic Cipher. Civic Cipher is a weekly radio show created to foster allyship for social justice. Hosted by Ramses Ja, R-A-M-S-E-S-J-A, and Q Ward, this show is dedicated to empowering black and brown voices, allowing them to engage directly with diverse populations across the country. Self-determination is critical to securing a future free of oppressive systems, and Civic Cipher exists to facilitate discussions towards this end. Average length, 31 minutes. 32. Side Hustle Pro. Side Hustle Pro spotlights bold black women entrepreneurs who have scaled from side hustle to profitable business. Join chief side hustler turned full-time entrepreneur, Nikayla Matthews Okome, N-I-C-A-I-L-A, Matthews, last name Okome, O-K-O-M-E, for your weekly installment of Side Hustle Pro, and learn the actionable strategies to start small and get going wherever and whoever you are. Side Hustle Pro features interviews with inspiring black women entrepreneurs who started out as side hustles, including interviews with Mylik Teel, M-Y-L-E-I-K, T-E-E-L-E, Morgan DeBon, D-E-B-A-U-N, Tiffany the Budgetista, Alicia, A-L-I-C-H-E, and more, hosted on Acast. Producer, Nikayla Matthews Okome. Average length, 43 minutes. 31. Black Talk Radio Network. A collection of podcasts published on the Black Talk Radio Network platform, ranging from topics about relationships, business, music, politics, and more. Hosts, KK, Liam, Still Bill, Big P, DL, and Sweet T. Producer is Black Talk Media Project. Average length, 144 minutes. 30. Back Talk, podcast by Successful Black Parenting Magazine, discussing topics important to the black family worldwide with host Janice Robinson Celeste, publisher of Successful Black Parenting Magazine and Successful Parenting Media. Average length, 39 minutes. 29. Those Wrestling Girls, Queen PR and Krista B, are two carefree black girls from New York City who love WWE. Inspired by the women's evolution in WWE sports and in the world, these ladies wanted to give as much focus, respect, and create content and analysis centered solely around the women's division. Those Wrestling Girls is a show, podcast, and fan community for women by women. Hosts, Queen PR and Krista Bryant. Average length, 61 minutes. 28. TK's Chronicles of a Black Sheep podcast, a bold and unapologetic platform, was born solo in December 2020. On March 27, 2021, it transformed. The creator decided to redefine the narrative, opening up avenues for self-expression and dialogue. This podcast dares to explore the taboo topics that often remain unspoken within the black community. It is a space for educating, learning, sharing, and commenting on every subject without restrictions. Here, stereotypes and biases are confronted head-on, fostering understanding and empowerment. Host, Taki S. Bates, T-A-K-I. Average length, 75 minutes. 27. Black Tech Green Money. Black Tech Green Money presents the stories of successful black entrepreneurs and technologists, as well as actionable advice and wealth-building strategies from a black perspective. Hosted by Will Lucas, an entrepreneur, content creator, and brand manager at Afrotech, the world's largest black tech digital platform and conference, Black Tech Green Monday is the podcast for black entrepreneurs and moguls in the making. Average length, 18 minutes. Black Girl Brunch. Tune in as the best friend duo, Iman and Sabria, S-A-B-R-I-A, talk their trash about celebrities, culture, health, dating, politics, and navigating through life as black girls. Join them to find out who's in the sunken place every week and for their common sense cis conversations, where they spit some truth on an array of subjects. So pull up a seat to the most guilt-free brunch around. Hosts Iman Matay, M-A-T-A-Y, and Sabria J. Average length, 75 minutes. 25. Black Spin Global, the podcast. Hosts Eugene and Lucy talk all things black tennis. The podcast is a show that shines a light on the black players on the WTA and ATP tours. Host Eugene, Lucy Khadija, K-H-A-D-I-J-A. Average length, 42 minutes. She's So Lucky. She's So Lucky is a chart-topping weekly podcast dedicated to women who create their own luck against all odds. Join hosts Les Alfred and special guests for compelling conversations that will inspire you to live life on your terms. Les and her guests are giving you a sneak peek into the minds and habits of successful women, sharing their wins, losses, and lessons that you can apply to your own life. From entrepreneurs to creatives to wellness experts, She's So Lucky is a space for women to feel free and inspired to live up to their fullest potential. Host, Lestranda Alfred, L-E-S-T-R-A-U-N-D-R-A. Average length, 52 minutes. 23. News and Trends, and news has a Z at the end, trends has a Z at the end, with Dave and Len, Black Roundup. Dave and Len, talking all things black news and culture, entertainment, sports, and current events. Hosts, David P. Coker, Dave, Leonard Young, Len. Average length, 73 minutes. 22. Black Girl Film Club. is a podcast aimed at creating a space for black girls to watch and discuss movies. Join hosts Brittany and Ashley as they analyze movies and the film industry from their unique and often underrepresented point of view. New episodes twice a month. Hosts Brittany, Ashley Ayer. Average length, 113 minutes. 21. Marsha's Plate, Black Trans Podcast. A Black Trans Podcast. Hashtag Marsha's Plate is a lively podcast where three friends come together every Thursday to share opinions and perspectives that centers the black perspective. Hosted by trans digital strategists, black feminists, civil rights advocates, and pro-black ninjas, we explore topics of gender, current events, politics, and scumbags all around the world. Hosts, Diamond Collier, Bree Starr, Lee Williams. Average length, 98 minutes. 20. Black Dads Club Podcast. Pastor Mike Will and photographer I Am Gavin B. share their non-expert opinions for all parents or adults preparing for parenthood. No topic is off limit. Join the weekly conversations on co-parenting, masculinity, and the experience of a black man. Host, Pastor Mike Will, Gavin Boulware, Boulware. Average length, 90 minutes. 19. This Might Not Go Well. Join B. Breezy and Slick Grayson as they tackle relevant topics for their generation. With everything from politics, music, and social hot topics on the table, what could possibly go wrong? Only time will tell, but this might not go well. Hosts, Papi Sazon, S-A-Z-O-N, B. Breezy, Slick Grayson, Jamie Tox, T-O-X-X. Average length, 82 minutes. 18. Black Man Thinkin'. Stanley Levy, L-E-V-Y, delivers a political, incorrect, and completely unfiltered look at America through the eyes of a conservative black man. A Georgia Tech graduate, served in the United States Air Force, resides in California. Average length, 115 minutes. 17. Larry Wilmore, Black on the Air. Emmy Award winning producer, actor, comedian Larry Wilmore is back on the air, hosting a podcast where he weighs in on the issues of the week and interviews guests in the worlds of politics, entertainment, culture, sports, and beyond. Average length, 64 minutes. 16. Bravo, We're Black. We're just two black people who love reality TV. Listen to us talk about our favorite shows, pop culture, and most likely food. This is another Herdat Media, H-U-R-R-D-A-T, media production. Herdat Media is a podcast network and digital media production company based in Omaha, Nebraska. Hosts, Kaya Wilson and Aaron Markellus. M-A-R-C-E-L-L-U-S. Average length, 45 minutes. 15. Therapy for Black Girls. The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is a weekly conversation with Dr. Joy Harden, H-A-R-D-E-N, Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, about all things mental health, personal development, and the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Average length, 39 minutes. 14. Aye, who gon' be there? The place where you get to become an exclusive member of our very entertaining group chat, providing a black perspective on all things Big Brother television and pop culture events. Hosts, Latrice Jackson, L-I-T-R-I-C-E, Eli Edwards, Eric Rollerson. Average length, 59 minutes. 13. Do the Wrong Thing. Do the Wrong Thing podcast is three black men giving our opinions and thoughts on cultural events, sharing our world view through our sarcastic eyes, delivered with humor, wit, and cynicism. It's always nice to be good, but it's way more fun to do the wrong thing. Hosts, Cam Archer, L.A. Salter, S-A-L-T-E-R, Antonio Devon Johnson. Average length, 97 minutes. 12. Trill, MBA Show, the career management podcast for black women. Being you, a black woman, is hard, especially in corporate America. There are too many hurdles thrown at us as we try to climb the ladder of success. From microaggressions against you and your hair to the lack of advocates and sponsors, everyone needs. Somebody, please tell us what to do to make corporate America work for us. The Trill Show is here to help you fight these battles by giving you the strategies that work straight. No chaser. Host, Felicia Ann Rose Enuha, E-N-U-H-A. Average length, 212 minutes. 11. Reasonable Ignorance. Reasonable Ignorance, the podcast show hosted by Jamal Shabazz, S-H-A-B-A-Z-Z, two black men raised on Chicago's South Side, bringing you their views on today's music, business, and world events. Average length, 138 minutes. 5-minute warning. 5-minute warning are three black men, Ruben, A.G., and Mo B., who talk about the world and our own individual interpretations of it. We are honest, direct, and let it all out. If you listen to us, we warn you. But here's your 5-minute warning. Hosts, Ruben L. Brown, Mo B., Alton Riddick, A.G. Average length, 94 minutes. 9. Bolture Podcast. Thanks for listening to Bolture Podcast, the millennial voice of black culture, sports, entertainment, relationships, politics, religion, fashion, and hip-hop. Host, CEO Mikey. Average length, 222 minutes. 8. Black Culture Geeks. Welcome to Black Culture Geeks. We're just two geeks talking about pop culture from a black perspective. Hosts, James S.P.J. Davis. Tomb. Average length, 196 minutes. 7. Black Information Network Daily. Discussions and interviews on topics and news stories important to the black community. Hosted by Ramses Ja. Delivered every morning by 5 a.m. Hosts, Ramses Ja, Quentin Ward. Average length, 30 minutes. 6. The Black Guy Who Tips Podcast. Rod and Karen discuss pop culture, politics, current events, and more from a comedic perspective. Host, Rod Morrow, Karen Morrow. Average length, 102 minutes. 5. Two Black Girls, One Rose. Why don't reality dating shows look or feel like reality? Where are all the rose ceremonies and romantic getaways when dating? Is popular TV teaching us anything about modern dating, relationships, and marriage? These are all topics discussed on Two Black Girls, One Rose, a podcast uncovering what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. Hosts, Justine K. Natasha Scott Rachel, R-E-I-C-H-E-L. Average length, 70 minutes. 4. Getting Grown. Kia and Jade, K-E-I-A, are two happy, hardworking, blackity-black women who are just trying to learn how to adult for real. Join us each week for kitchen table talk, petty peeves, and lessons in black women self-care as we try to figure out life as 30-somethings. Hosts, Nakia N. Robinson, Jade Verrette, V-E-R-E-T-T-E. Average length, 86 minutes. 3. The Right Time with Bomani Jones. Bomani Jones weighs in on sports, pop culture, social events, and more, with your comments on Mondays, Friends of the Show on Wednesdays, and Dominique Foxworth on Fridays. Host, Bomani Jones. Average length, 62 minutes. 2. Higher Learning with Van Lathan and Rachel Lindsay. Van Lathan and Rachel Lindsay dissect the biggest topics in black culture, politics, and sports. Two times per week, they will wade into the most important and timely conversations, frequently inviting guests on the podcast and occasionally debating each other. Average length, 125 minutes. Number 1. The Read. Join bloggers Kid Fury and Chris Lee for their weekly podcast covering hip-hop and pop culture's most trying stars, throwing shade and spilling tea with a flippant and humorous attitude. No star is safe from Fury and Chrisley, unless their name is Beyoncé or Blue Ivy. As transplants to New York City, Kid Fury from Miami and Chrisley from Oklahoma City, the read also serves as an on-air therapy session for two friends trying to adjust to life and rats in the big city. The read is part of the Loudspeakers Network and is published every week on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Talk, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Hosts, Chrisley West, Gregory A. Smith. Average length, 127 minutes. And now, back to our regular scheduled program. December 4th community meeting to address Chester Lewis closure. Written by The Voice News Service, December 3rd, 2025. Wichita Public Schools is closing Chester I. Lewis Academic Learning Center at the end of the fall semester after a recently identified structural issue raised immediate safety concerns. Families will have a chance to hear more and ask questions at a community informational meeting on Thursday, December 4th at 5:30 p.m. at Tabernacle Bible Church. The meeting is expected to draw strong community interest, not only about the mid-year relocation, but also about the district's long-term plans for the future of the building and the land at 1847 North Chautauqua, Chautauqua. District officials confirmed that Chester Lewis students and staff will relocate over Christmas break to the former Cleveland Elementary School, located at 3345 West 33rd Street South. Classes are expected to resume there on January 5th. According to the district, a building engineer uncovered a foundation problem during routine inspections, part of a new effort to evaluate aging buildings after structural issues were found previously at North and East high schools. Following the structural issues discovered over the past few years, we began routine inspections, said Dr. Steve Noble, N-O-B-L-E, Chief Operations Officer, in an email to staff. A building engineer discovered structural issues at Chester Lewis that require significant repairs. Out of an abundance of caution, we are choosing to vacate this building over winter break. USD 259 spokesperson Susan Arensman, A-R-E-N-S-M-A-N, said the district had already planned to close the building as part of its long-range facilities master plan. This was a building slated for closure anyway, she said. We weren't going to take the time or money to repair the building. Other programs housed in the building will also be relocated. Pre-K ECO team, Joyce Foch, F-O-C-H-T, Instructional Support Center, 412 South Main, Culturally Linguistically Diverse, CLD team, Jackson Elementary, 2717 North Woodlawn. Arensman emphasized that while the building is stable for now, the district does not want students or staff to remain in it longer than necessary. Transportation services for qualifying students will continue as usual. Many families and neighborhood leaders are expected to raise questions about what will happen to the site once Chester Lewis is vacated, especially since the district has confirmed it does not intend to invest in repairs. The December 4th meeting at Tabernacle Bible Church is the district's primary opportunity to explain the transition and address community concerns. This article was titled, December 4 Community Meeting to Address Chester Lewis Closure, written by The Voice News Service, December 3, 2025. Next, an article from Afro News, titled, When Success Isn't Enough, Why the Black Middle Class is Still Struggling by Victoria Magicanos, Magicanos, November 3rd, 2025. A stable job, home ownership, and a family often defines the concept of the American dream. However, for Black Americans across the country, it can feel impossible to reach, even for those who have made it. Caprice Risby, CapriceRisby, was born to teenage parents. Her family relied on different types of federal assistance, including public housing and welfare, which allowed her to never go without. Now, Risby, 30, works in student affairs at Texas A&M University. She has established her own organization, Afro Essential, to support other Black professionals. Still, Risby, like many Americans, feels that despite her continued success, she's still playing catch-up with her finances. According to a paper from Opportunity Insights, a Harvard University-based research team, high-income Black families have less wealth and assets than their white counterparts, which is a generational trend. The research compares children from families born between 1978 and 1992. The paper shows that the white-black gap among high-income families remained essentially unchanged. This problem is exacerbated by historical factors such as slavery, Jim Crow laws, and redlining, according to the same paper. Dr. Lorico Edwards, L-O-R-E-C-E, a professor at the School of Community Health and Policy at Morgan State University, spoke to the Afro about redlining and its persistent impacts today. Redlining may have ended on the books, but its legacy is still very much present today, said Edwards. Redlining, which began in the 1930s with a residential security map created by the Federal Homeowners Loan Corporation, determined who could receive loans for housing and where. Neighborhoods marked in red on the map were deemed hazardous for banks and lending organizations. These areas were often denied financial investment. Neighborhoods marked in green and blue on the map were deemed more secure for investors. These areas were more likely to receive loans from home purchases and repairs. However, the money was reserved for white homeowners, as they were the only racial group welcomed in the areas marked in green or blue. Housing has always been considered a form of wealth, Edwards explained. People get houses, they fix them up, they sell them, and then they earn money that way. People who live in redlined areas were denied that opportunity. She explained that redlined areas have experienced continuous disinvestment, leading to effects such as poor environmental health and unequal access to food and education. Edwards said that Baltimore is one of nine hyper-segregated cities suffering from divestment. She also spoke about the Black Butterfly, a term coined by her colleague, Dr. Lawrence Brown. The term explains the image that appears on the map of Baltimore City when different types of inequalities, inequities, are marked out. The same image appears when discussing housing, internet access, health, and more. The Black Butterfly are these areas, the redlined areas that we're talking about, where you have a wing on the east and a wing on the west, said Edwards. And in the middle is the white L, the spine of the butterfly. Those are the areas in the city where funding is spent. Edwards calls poverty the deadliest form of violence, one that continues to erode opportunity for the very people once promised mobility through education and hard work. As industrial jobs disappear and the cost of living climbs, Edwards says stability has slipped further from reach. Federal jobs, once the greatest wealth builder for the middle class, are being stripped away now. Economic stability is on life support, she said. With home ownership being a large creator of wealth, Baltimore Mayor Brandon M. Scott has been working to create equitable growth and redevelopment through his middle neighborhoods strategy. One program, Buy Back the Block, helps legacy residents buy a home in the neighborhood where they have lived and rented for years. Despite efforts from city officials, changes in the federal government have continued to make home ownership seem impossible, even for black professionals with years of education and career advancement. Dr. Heather Burton, former Associate Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion at Case Western Reserve University, was laid off in May. She is one of more than 300,000 black women who have lost their jobs since the start of the current administration. Although she has faced a setback because of her savings and budgeting habits and her work as a writer and speaker, she has been able to maintain middle class status. For her, what separates the black middle class from the white middle class is a lack of equity for opportunity. What I think about the black middle class is the need or necessities of people to understand the impact that race has on our society, said Burton. Most folks don't get it, and they have a hard problem comprehending the impact that it has and that it has had. It's one thing to get there, it's another thing to stay. Because when folks feel threatened because of preconceived notions or biases, Anthony Dong Phack, D-O-N-G-F-A-C-K, comes from a middle-class background, with both his parents working in finance and banking. He says that although it gave him an advantage in some ways, such as learning about building credit early, there were still gaps to fill post-college. Dong Phack now works as a clinical research coordinator for bladder cancer trials at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. He makes about $50,000 a year, less than what his parents earn. Don Fock has tried to pursue home ownership, but said lenders have repeatedly denied him because of his student debt. When you're 17 years old, trying to go to college, you don't really care about those things. You don't know what a monthly payment looks like, said Don Fack. Despite his financial literacy, something he strengthened during the pandemic via online finance videos, knowledge can only go so far without income to match. I have a lot of financial fitness, but not the means to apply it, said Don Fack. The stress of money weighs on him every waking moment. Dr. Dennis Antoine, A-N-T-O-I-N-E, an associate professor of clinical psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, explains that stress is managed by resources, including money. Stress is when a person's demands are not adequately met by the resources, said Antoine. He says that financial stress can make people tired, anxious, angry, and even hopeless. Antoine believes in times of stress, it's important to remember that there are resources beyond money that can help, such as leaning on friends, family, and professional networks. He shared that a common topic of discussion in his line of work as a mental health practitioner is job loss. Life without struggle is very uncommon, said Antoine. Remembering that one is not alone in struggle can be pivotal. Antoine pointed to free resources such as Black Psychiatrists of America and the National Association of Mental Illness as places to go for support. Aside from the mental health aspect, Edwards said, financial security raises issues about human rights. We need to make sure that our human rights are available to everybody, she said. It shouldn't be based on race, creed, political affiliation, religion, sexual orientation. If you're human and you live in this country, you should have certain rights, and those rights should be honored. This article was titled, When Success Isn't Enough, Why the Black Middle Class is Still Struggling by Victoria Mejicanos, Afro News, November 3rd, 2025. The next article is from an online magazine titled The Voice of Black Cincinnati. And the article is titled New Black-Led Movies in Theaters in 2025. It was updated on November 13th, 2025. All about the latest movies in theaters featuring black actors. Discover new black movies coming to theaters in 2025 that showcase the talents of black actors and actresses. This box office lineup promises to deliver diverse stories and authentic representation. From heartwarming dramas to thrilling action films, these new and upcoming releases highlight the talented contributions of black performers. One Battle After Another are September 26, genre action thriller, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. A group of ex-revolutionaries reunite after 16 years when their former enemy resurfaces. The leaders are activists for civil rights who become entangled with an anti-government group. They are pursued by Sergeant Lockjaw, portrayed by Sean Penn, who leads a white supremacist faction. This relentless chase shapes the story as the protagonists strive to rescue the daughter of one of their own. Stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Teyana Taylor. Sarah's Oil, PG. Release date, November 7th. Sarah Rector is an African-American girl born in the early 1900s in Oklahoma, Indian Territory. She believes there is oil beneath the barren land she's allotted, and her faith is proven right. As greedy oil sharks close in, Sarah turns to her family, friends, and some Texas wildcatters to maintain control of her oil-rich land. She eventually becomes one of the nation's first female African-American millionaires at the age of 11. Wicked for Good. Release date, November 21st. Elphaba, E-L-P-H-A-B-A, now demonized as the Wicked Witch of the West, lives in exile, hidden within the Ozian Forest. She's continuing her fight for the freedom of Oz's silenced animals, and desperately trying to expose the truth she knows about the wizard. Glinda, meanwhile, has become the glamorous symbol of goodness for all Oz, living at the palace in Emerald City. Under the instruction of Madame Morrible, Glinda is deployed to serve as an effervescent comfort to Oz, reassuring the masses that all is well. Stars Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande. Avatar Fire and Ash, not yet rated. Release date December 19th. Genre action sci-fi. Directed by James Cameron. 1 year later, Jake and Neytiri's family still grapples with grief after Netayam's death while encountering a new aggressive Na'vi tribe, the Ash People. Led by the fiery Varang, the conflict on Pandora escalates and a new moral focus emerges. Can Jake and Neytiri protect their family and people once again? Stars Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana. In the landscape of filmmaking, movies with black actors are not the sole champions. Black filmmakers, screenplay writers, cinematographers collaborate to create blockbusters. Interested in black cinematic history? Check out the National Black Movie Association. Learn about the highest-grossing black films and the artistic contributions of African-American individuals, both in front of and behind the camera. This article was titled, New Black-Led Movies in Theaters in 2025, from The Voice of Black Cincinnati, updated on November 13, 2025. Next, an article from BET, titled, Rihanna Celebrates Barbados' Fourth year as a republic, with photos on the island. Written by Stephanie Aguello, A-U-G-E-L-L-O. Rihanna is giving Barbados a full celebration moment as the island marks its fourth year as a republic. On Sunday, November 30th, the country celebrated its 59th Independence Day with a parade and the installation of its second president, Jeffrey Bostic, B-O-S-T-I-C, and Grammy Award-winning singer, marked the occasion with a heartfelt set of family photos. The singer shared images of herself back home, including candid moments with ASAP Rocky and their children, showing that she's celebrating both her family and her roots. Congratulations to Barbados, my home, on our 59th year of independence and our fourth year as a republic, she wrote. Today also marks the installation of our second president, His Excellency Lieutenant Colonel the Most Honorable Jeffrey Bostic, who, alongside our Honorable Prime Minister Mia Motley, will continue to lead Barbados with excellence. Barbados, I love you. The icon's connection to Barbados runs deep and has always been at the forefront of her career. She was on hand in 2021 for the official ceremony when the country became a republic, and during that moment she receives the National Hero Distinction, one of the nation's highest honors. Prime Minister Mia Motley praised Rihanna for commanding the imagination of the world through her art and recognized her for leadership, visionary achievements, and contributions that honor Barbados on a global stage. The latest post shows her combining personal milestones with cultural pride. Fans saw glimpses of her family life with ASAP Rocky and their children, alongside celebrations of Barbados itself, highlighting the singer's role as both a parent and a proud citizen. It's clear she's using the moment to honor the island that shaped her, while also sharing her joy and gratitude with the world. The post is like a love letter to her homeland and proof that no matter how big her global influences grow, Barbados will always have her heart. This article is titled, Rihanna Celebrates Barbados' Fourth Year as a Republic with Photos on the Island, written by Charmaine Johnson, BET, December 1st, 2025. Next, an article from Blavity, titled, Is the Abandons Based on a True Story? Everything to Know About Netflix's Western, by Shanique Yates, December 4th, 2025. There's a new Netflix drama to add to your radar, and fans are wondering if real-life events inspire it. The Abandons follow two women in a battle for land. Lena Headey, H-E-A-D-E-Y, portrays the fierce, faith-driven character, and Gillian Anderson is Constance Van Ness, the person she's facing off against, who has a strong determination to protect and grow her family's mining fortune. According to Netflix's Tudum, T-U-D-U-M, the show's executive producer, Christopher Kayser, K-E-Y-S-E-R, calls the first installment the classic American story of two families as they face the harsh realities of love and war. What is The Abandons about? According to an official description, executive producer, The Society, and Craig Yahata, Sons of Anarchy, Fargo, The Abandons concerns a found family of outcasts and orphans, led by fiercely protective matriarch Fiona Nolan Headley, who band together to defend their land and each other from the ruthless Van Ness mining dynasty, headed by the formidable Constance Van Ness Anderson. As these two powerful women wage war for land and legacy, the series will explore the jagged line between survival and law, the consequences of violence, and the corrosive power of secrets as a makeshift family battles to keep what's theirs. While the series closely follows a story rooted in the history of the problems faced by individuals on the American frontier in the 1800s, it's an entirely fictional story. Set in the Washington Territory in 1854, The Abandons lend a voice to the struggle between the powerful haves and the vulnerable have-nots. It poses the universal question of what makes family and the fine line between good and evil, all while wrapping some murder and romance in one. Other cast members include Nick Robinson as Elias Teller, Diana Silvers as Dahlia Teller, Lamar Johnson as Albert Mason, Natalia Del Rigo as Lila Bell, Lucas Till as Garrett Van Ness, Aisling Francois as Trisha Van Ness, Toby Hemingway as Willem Van Ness, Michael Huseman as Roach, Michael Greyes as Jack Cree, and Ryan Hurst as Miles Alderton. The Abandons is now streaming on Netflix. That's all the time we have for the African American Hour. My name is Rosemary Onkwe. Thanks for joining me.